Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. I'm dishing y'all some real hot, fresh plates that really fill you for this lunch hour. Thank you, everybody, for joining me once again for another Tuesday. Remember, Tuesday is new. Keep it hot, fresh. This is Z-Fly, LY Radio, DLY Radio. All right, so here we go. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had a great weekend. I know I did. Had a great relaxing weekend. On the West Coast, I know y'all been having some really cold nights, so I really hope that y'all like wrapping up. And I mean, I know that y'all been colder than New York, but like y'all been like in the 20s this week, you know, like this week and a little bit of last week. So hopefully y'all are really you know, wrapping up, you know, making sure you get your flu shots or whatever you need to get. So that's some of my people on the West Coast. Now people, okay, we've been having a little bit of summerish, springish weather, kind of further south. Some of y'all was like in the 60s and 70s, I believe. Okay, and up in my northeast, you know, we've been really beach weather, but we've been nice weather, about 40s or 50s. Actually, like upper 50s, right? the 60s. So I don't know what's going on. It's definitely, you know, so hey. Everybody, thank you so much for keeping it on podcast with me. Got a really great show for you today. Special if you remember Elizabeth Hargis, she is like the poet, like a poet songstress, like lyrical poet, however you want to put it. But she's here. She's here to tell us her story and share with us her music, her poems again. Also going to be talking about who also the Golden Globe Awards on Sunday. So I want to give my thoughts on that. Got a little bit on that. And then I didn't have a great show for you. So let's just get started. Remember, I want everybody, please hit me up. Follow me on Twitter at @lotfred. I'll call back. Okay. And so you know what I'm saying? So I was happy to be followers as well. So yeah, so definitely follow me on Twitter at @realhotfresh. I do follow back. I do shout you out. Also hit me like and friend me on Facebook. Can't even think. What is wrong with me? Facebook.com/realhotfresh. Okay. And remember, the number to call in today to speak with me or anything you want to comment on is 646-200-3136. All right. Right, I'm gonna get into my Busters and Skeezers. And today I am talking to the young women. Not the young women, the young adults. So males and females. Young adults. I want to encourage you to take the time and tell, you know, like they say, make the roses. I see young people feel like I was on the go. Being dog, you gotta be watching TV. You gotta be, you always have to be doing something. You always have to be in the scene. Let me tell you something, I have started. And that means that it's all about me. Okay? I turn to a movie on TV, whatever I wanna see, and I get some good grub. Popcorn or chips, whatever you drink, and I don't care about my phone or none of that. It's just me time. You know what I'm saying? Me and my pet. Okay, young people, you don't always have to be on the thing, and it's really good to have that alone. And I don't mean sleep. No, it's whenever you're awoke. A lot of time, you won't really hear yourself. You know who you are. You need not to just be alone to and just take on life. Take on your goals. Take on where you want to be the next 5 years. You can't always be around a friend. You can't always be on the scene. You need that time to get there. The one thing you want to be is to be free. Y'all heard what I'm saying? All right, y'all. All right, y'all. So remember, teach a lot because coming up, the drunk off the juice is gonna be next, y'all. So don't y'all go anywhere. This is FLY. Y'all know I'm your boy Z Fly, and keeping it raw and fresh right now.
Telling me what to do since I was old enough to walk, old enough to talk. Never let me speak or move, do my own thing. But now I'm growing wiser now, brighter now, a little bit tighter now. And y'all can't hold me down. I know you hate to hear, but things have changed in my life. Wild bus, South Dust, everybody and their mama try to do it. Now you can tell me on a good night. If I feel like me and my girl put the plug and tell her my life, and I believe.
that don't affect nobody else but me.
I'm sick and tired of folks that wanna come around, claim they gon' get down, but all they wanna do is see me make a wrong move. Yeah, I don't care what you hear in the news or see what you do to the late night creep with. I'm gonna do just what I wanna do with my life. Wild West, South Coast, everybody and their mama try to do it. And then you can tell me
my life.
On a good night, you can feel like me and the girls at the club is there.
My life,
my life. And I believe it don't affect nobody else but me.
Tuesday. That's right. It's a lunch hour and it is happy hour. Y'all ready? All right, y'all. So did y'all know that whenever Obama was being elected, that every black person did not vote for him? Okay. Now, for one thing, I know a lot of people may think that, you know, all blacks are gonna vote for Obama because he's black, but no, everybody did not. Because in an interview, big rapper Big Boy revealed that he did not vote for Barack Obama in last fall's election. Now, the Atlanta rapper recalled an incident where a woman assumed that he was an Obama supporter following his victory in November. Now, he was quoted saying that, well, you know, I was, you know, leaving to go out of town, and there was a lady, a Caucasian lady, and she was like, oh yeah, congratulations on y'all win last night, you know, with like an attitude. And, you know, just to let her know I was on my P's and Q's, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I voted for Gary Johnson. And she looked shocked to even know that I knew there were other candidates on the ballot. You know that, you know what I'm saying? So you can't judge a book by its cover. He goes on to say, yes, I'm a libertarian. I'm liberty, justice for all, liberty for all. And he said, I'm really pro people, pro freedom, and you know this is all about positivity.
So they go to show you people that all black people did not vote for Barack Obama. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that he did set that Caucasian lady straight, because it's true. Like, a lot of people think, oh, just because he's black, people going to vote for him. No, you know what I'm saying? Just like the other man, I can't even think of the Romney. Every white person did not vote for him. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, people get so tied up with this race thing. Okay, moving on. Now, did y'all know that Justin Timberlake is coming out with a new single? And I think it already dropped. It's called Suit and Tie, and it has Jay-Z and Beyonce on it. Y'all know that? Did y'all know that? Well, Justin Timberlake has finally released his new single, and like I said, it's called Suit and Tie. Now, the song debuted late last night. It was around like January 13th, so... I mean, it's not January 13th yet that they're talking about. But the point is, I wonder if today. How is the day? I don't know. Y'all know what? My bad. You know, this is drunk off the juice, right? Okay, and I'm kind of drunk. No, it had debuted late January 13th, and it features Jay-Z. Now the song is Timberlake's first official song since 2007. Where have you been, Justin? Okay, and he is expected to drop his long-awaited third album, which is 2020 Experience, late in 2013. So y'all check out for that. Now, he was, you know, a few words from Justin. He basically said, you know, the inspiration for this really came out of the blue, and to be honest, I didn't expect anything out of it. So he said, I just went into the studio and started playing around with some sounds and songs. You know, it was probably the best time I've ever had in my career. So big ups to Justin. You know what I'm saying? He's back. He's trying to do his thing. He got Jay-Z on the cut, got Beyonce. So yeah, it's gonna be really good. Yeah. So y'all hear about Rihanna? I said this Rihanna and who's getting tired of Rihanna and Chris Brown news? I'm slightly starting to get tired of it. Anyway, so Rihanna apparently wants everyone to think that her private life is truly private. Now, despite the fact that she does everything to invite the world into her personal dramas, the superstar singer got icy with a reporter during a recent interview. For Complex, when the subject of that hypocrisy was referenced, she said, "Pardon me." Basically, she said, "You know, now she said, pardon me." You know, when asked why she and Brown would record a song claiming their relationship is nobody's business while putting themselves out there constantly. Now she said, "It's the truth." Remember, she said, "It's a fun record that the Dream wrote, and we love the lyrics. So you know, you're still asking me questions about it. So clearly, you don't know." Okay. Yeah, right, Rihanna. It was just a fun song. Okay. Now, speaking of something that's not fun is Chief Keef's December 2011 arrest and the incident in which the young rapper pointed a handgun at police officers. And you know what? Now, you know, I don't know how you people feel, but these rappers, these new age rappers, they crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're actually doing things that they sing about in the song, which I guess is pretty, you know, I mean, at least, you know what I'm saying? At least they're keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? They're keeping it gully. But my thing is, here's what happened. Okay, so it's being reported by DNA Info that Keith held a coat over his hands upon leaving his grandmother's home at the time and was stopped by police for questioning. Now, he then dropped the coat, flashed a handgun, and ran. The police gave chase as the 16-year-old turned and waved his gun at them. They fired at the team, but didn't hit him. They caught him a half block away and found the loaded pistol. He was charged with 3 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm and aggravated unlawful use of weapon. He also was charged with resisting arrest and a misdemeanor. Now, he's 16 years old. He's a rapper. He's on TV. And look how he's acting. What's wrong with these people? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like honestly, like, there's something really wrong with these people. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's really crazy. Chief Keef needs to get it together because he's going to be in jail or either shot. I mean, he could have really been dead right now. You know what I'm saying? He could be dead. Over what? I'm going to move on. All right. So, you know, there was a lot of awkwardness, if y'all notice. If you watch the Golden Globes, there's a lot of exes there, a lot of people who's been together. And one particular person was J-Lo. She had both her exes. She has Diddy there, and she has Ben Affleck. Now, Diddy and Jennifer, you know, they broke up like a long, long time ago, but they will forever be linked, you know, in the minds of, you know, in our minds. You know what I'm saying? We'll always remember the J-Lo and Diddy time. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so for all things considered, you know, it looks like they're, you know, they kind of maintain a friendship or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Now, at the Golden Globes, you know, Diddy was reportedly spotted, you know, chatting with J-Lo, you know, and currently her boy toy, Casper Smart. Now, you know, there was pictures snapped, you know, very awkward looking picture of, you know, of the three of them hanging out. And, of course, Ben Affleck was also at the Globes. So J-Lo was probably having kind of a flashback all night long. So big up to J-Lo, you know what I'm saying? But J-Lo, you know, that goes to show you, you know, whenever you have too many exes, you just bound to run into them, especially when, you know, especially when y'all all in the same business. You know what I'm saying? J-Lo, I'm going to let you get yourself together, okay? I mean, pick a man and stick with them. What's wrong with you, girl? All right, y'all, so there you have it. Y'all are now drunk off the juice. Yeah, drunk off the juice for this week. All right, y'all, we'll get into some more music. And coming up next, I want to talk about these Golden Globes Awards and what I thought of it on Sunday. So if you don't want to miss that, you better stick around. But right now, we all want to get into some more music. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? I don't hear you. We ready. We ready. All right, y'all, FLY Radio. I'm keeping it real hot and fresh with y'all.
Daddy Money, Ricky Ralph.
Hello,
good morning, tell me what the lick read. Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed. First time fish selling in the 6 speed. Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kinda like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked the Mac 11 and Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, a dime with a fat ass and waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats and the charm. Time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I seen you watching. So let's go. Let's get it started.
But did I kill a queen? The Alexander McQueen's got the wrist on glow. The bottles is on pole. Got that shimmy, 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 shimmy. What the fuck I look like, bitch? I run this town. I ain't coming out for less than 100 thou. Man, last time I checked, I was bubbling now. Got to turn down shows out in Dublin now. Wait, wait, hold on. Maybe they ain't get that tear. Like 1,100 horses when I switch that gear. I just swerve on them, sort of like I missed that deer. Then I press the letter button on the shit back here. Bitch, I do it cause I give it. I got $1 million credit. If you got $1 million, you can put it up in bed. I just be like, hello, hello, but I never could salute them. Young money, I do it for the youth.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it. And I'm the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you're dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
On the board, the
car, on the board, on the car, on the
time. That's right, it's real hot and fresh time. What y'all doing? What's up? What's up, y'all? Alright, we are back to the show. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. I'm keeping it hot and fresh for your lunch hour. You know what I'm saying? I am your boy Z Fly, and you are now locked. Remember, follow me on Twitter. I do follow back at Real Hot Fresh, okay? Alright, y'all, so let's get into the first conversation piece. I'm talking about the Golden Globe Awards. Yes, I did watch it, and I actually really enjoyed it, you know. As y'all know, you know, the host was from, you know, two hosts for Saturday Night Live, Tina Fey and Amy. They really did a great job. I mean, they really had me laughing. I mean, you know, one thing about award shows is award shows, you know, if they're not, you know, like for example, the Golden Globes, you know, they don't have performances. So, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's one thing that's not really going to keep, you know, like, ooh, you know, I want to see, you know, I want to see this act. So they don't have performances. So they have to do other things to keep you entertained for 3 whole hours, you know. But the hosts did very good. You know, they had a lot of, comedic scenes throughout the show. But, you know, actually it was very interesting to me this year. I really enjoyed the 70th. It's amazing. It's been 70 already. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. Highlights was, let's see, the Quentin Tarantino one for Django. That was really good. What else? You know, some of the people, you know, J-Lo, she looked nice, and Julianne Moore looked nice. You know, Anne Hathaway, she definitely did her thing. Diddy, he was there. You know, I saw him. He didn't really speak or anything, but let's see. You know, Jodie Foster won. But, you know, now, what do y'all think about Jodie Foster? Like, see, I was kind of confused. I was, like, happy for her, but then, as she kept talking, I got really confused. So, she was going all over the place. I mean, she was talking about her career, and she's talking about people she loved, she's talking about what she used to do, and she's talking about she's never going to act again. I'm just like, well, what are you talking about, girl? But big ups to Jodie Foster. I mean, she really seems happy. Let's see. I mean, basically, you know, the Golden Globes is what it is. You know, I saw a lot of white faces, out there in that crowd, and I was thinking, ain't no more black actors than this. But I don't know what's going on. But you know, but everybody, I think everybody had a great night. You know, I didn't really see the red carpet, you know, who was coming in and what people was wearing, so I didn't miss that part. But the actual award show, I enjoyed it. I mean, what were y'all thoughts? Let me know your thoughts at Real Hot Fresh. Or call in and let me know what you all thought of the Golden Globes Award. 646-200-3136. I don't think there was, like, that really many mishaps. However, I did notice that. Did y'all notice how, like, it seemed like everybody was just talking too long? Because I heard, like, that music. You know, like, the music they play, you know, what I'm saying? Like, when they're trying to get you off the stage. I heard that playing a lot for so many people. So I was like, people really had a lot to say. Either they had a lot to say or they were just trying to rush people off because that music was coming on for some of everybody, you know. You know, it was cool whenever Ben Affleck, you know, he had forgot to thank George Clooney and somebody else. Then he had his wife do it. And then the man, I can't remember his name, but the other man who plays, it's not James Bond, but y'all know what I'm talking about, the other guy. He plays... What does he play? I can't even think. But anyway, you know, then he was up there and he was like, oh, you know, if I forget something, I have my wife, you know, say it afterwards or something like that. So that was really cool. So, yeah, so all in all, the Golden Globes Awards, the Golden Globe Awards was very nice. I really enjoyed it. So Halle Berry, she was out there in the crowd. She had presented an award or something. And a lot of people said it, like, she was rushing through. You know, her, you know, what she was saying. What do y'all think? Do y'all think she was rushing through it? I don't know. Y'all let me know. At Real Hot Fresh. Hit me up on Twitter and let me know. Or call me in 646-200-3136. I think she did good, but a lot of people said that Halle Berry was rushing through it, and that was like because, you know, she's ashamed of her or about her exes or something. I don't know. But anyway, you know, there's just a lot of speculation what's going on with those celebrities. But anyway, those are my thoughts on the Golden Globe Awards. You know, like I said, I really enjoyed it. I don't really keep it with the Golden Globe Awards. If I've seen them, it's been years ago. But watching it this year, I really enjoyed it. And I really wouldn't mind seeing it next year. So, I don't know. I might just add the Golden Globes to my list of award shows to watch. All right, y'all. So let's switch gears right quick. I'm getting to end the know. Now, my end the know, this, I want to talk to you all about some food. Now, you know, I know a lot of times people like, you know, people love to eat. People love food. And plus, you can't, I mean, really, I don't really blame people anymore because they make food so good that you just want to eat. But you got to be careful what you're eating because America's most unhealthiest fast foods are among us. That's where I'm, honey, I'm talking about calories, I'm talking about milligrams, I'm talking about fat grams, you know, all that is going into your body. I have like 8 fast food restaurants that have some of the most unhealthiest food on the planet. Yeah, and it's sad because I'm pretty sure, like me, a lot of you all go to these places and you eat and it's just so good to your tongue and all that salt and the ketchup and the I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But you know what? It is a new year, and you know, and then like most of us, we all made this, you know, resolution to lose weight and get thin by summer, because you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to, like, you know, lose weight now in the winter and the spring, so when the summer gets here, you're looking good. So I'm going to try to help you all places to stick, stay away from. All right, so number 8 is going to be KFC, okay? Now, the popcorn chicken. Now, if you get a large popcorn chicken, everybody, the fat, there is 37 grams of fat, the calories is 560, and the sodium is 1,480 milligrams in the large popcorn chicken. Can you believe that? Okay. Now, in the chicken pot pie, you know, at KFC, if you get that, there is 45 grams of fat, the calories is 790, and the sodium is 1,970 milligrams in the chicken pot pie. That's at KFC. Number 7 is Chipotle. I know a lot of people love Mexican food, but you got to stay away from the Mexican food because it's just killing us, okay? Now, in the tacos at Chipotle, which entails sour, soft flour tortillas, barbacoa, black beans, guacamole, fajita veggies, and corn salsa. Now, in the tacos and all of that, the fat is 30.5 grams. There's the calories is 810, and the sodium is 2,130 milligrams. All right, now in a salad at Chipotle, which includes lettuce, chicken, pinto beans, fajita veggies, vinaigrette something. The point is, the fat is 32.5 grams, the calories is 600, and the sodium is 1,575 milligrams, okay? Now, McDonald's, okay? McDonald's is number 6. I can't believe they ain't number 1, but they're number 6, okay? Now, the double quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's, the fat is 43 grams, the calories is 750, the sodium is 1,280 milligrams. Now, as y'all know, McDonald's is known for the Big Mac, but the Big Mac is going to give y'all a big heart attack if you don't stop, okay? Because the Big Mac has a fat, the fat is 29 grams, the calories are 550, and the sodium is 970 milligrams. So, I mean, it's not as high as some of the other stuff, which is the double quarter pounder, which has more sodium, but it's still not good, okay? Let's move on to Taco Bell, because, you know, so many all people love Taco Bell. Now, the Taco Bell, if you get, like, just, like, the SSL grill stuff, beef burrito, that alone, the fat is 42 grams. The calories is 880. Now, the sodium, listen, the sodium in that beef, in that grill stuff burrito is 2,080 milligrams, okay? Let's move on to number... Okay, now Taco Bell is number 5. Let's move on to number 4. Number 4 is Burger King, and I love Burger King, and I love to get the triple Whopper with cheese. But the triple Whopper with cheese has 82 grams of fat. The calories is 1,230, and the sodium is 1,550 milligrams. Now, you know, like, a lot of times y'all might think, oh, you know what, I'm not going to get a burger at Burger King. I'm going to get some chicken because that's more healthier. Well, yeah. Unless you're getting the crispy chicken. Now, the Tender Crisp Chicken Sandwich at Burger King, 45 grams of fat, the calories is 750, and the sodium is 1,560 milligrams. Yeah, number 3 is Pizza Hut. I love Pizza Hut. Favorite pizza store, but it's killing me. Okay, and I love Meat Lovers. Now, if I get a Meat Lovers 14-inch pan pizza at Pizza Hut, it has 28 grams of fat, the calories is 480, and the sodium is 1,180 milligrams, okay? I also love number 2, which is Wendy's. Now, the Baconator at Wendy's, this is 63 grams of fat, the calories is 970, and the sodium is 2,020 milligrams. Now, if you get a quarter pound triple, that is 67 grams of fat, The calories is 1,060, and the sodium is 2,020 milligrams. All right, now, do y'all know what the number one unhealthy fast food restaurant to eat at in America, or probably the world? I was surprised. Well, actually, no, I wasn't surprised. The number one unhealthy place to eat at in fast food is Hardee's, okay? And I wasn't surprised, but as y'all know, Hardee's is known for these triple thick burgers and all that kind of stuff like that. All right, so now if y'all get a 1/3 pound original thick burger, are y'all ready? Okay. If y'all get that, that alone has 52 grams of fat. The calories is 810, and the sodium is 1,720 milligrams. Now, Hardee's is the number one restaurant, but now the number, you know, like the most fattening fast food sandwich in America, the most fattening sandwich in America is also from Hardee's, and that is the Monster Thick Burger. Listen, it has 93 grams of fat. The calories are off the charts with 1,300 calories. And the sodium, woo, let me tell you something. You will definitely have high blood pressure after this sandwich. The sodium alone is 2,860 milligrams of sodium. Woo. In the Monster Thick Burger at Hardee's. Let me tell you something. Y'all gotta stay away from Hardee's, okay? But Hardee's is your fast way to the grave. I'm telling you right now. All right, y'all. So that is, you are now in the know. I just wanted to share that with y'all, you know, because I know a lot of people, you know, in the beginning of the year, you really want to lose weight, and those eight reasons to not, you know, want to eat fast food, because there's so many calories, so much fat, and there's so much sodium in these fast food restaurants. So, you know, I mean, those are just eight, you know, the eight top. So just be careful, people, whenever you're out there, you know, and it's sad because, you know, like, so some of those places have salad, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people be thinking, oh, yeah, I'll get me a salad. Salads are dangerous. What makes a salad dangerous is all the stuff that they put on it, like the beans and you know, all this chicken and fried chicken and this and that and that. You know, so if you're going to get a salad, you really got to keep it original. So just be careful. All right, y'all. So I just want to share that with you. You are now in the know. All right, y'all. So stick around. We do have an interview coming up with gospel singer, I'm sorry, gospel poet Elizabeth Hargis. Remember, she's back again to share with us more details of her poems and her life. That's coming up next. You are keeping it real hot and fresh. Keep it locked. I got more coming up. Yeah, and remember, 646-200-3136. Call me in. Let me know what you're thinking. All right, and hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh.
Just that bounce right here.
Come on.
Time to move on. It's time to be strong. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. That's what I need. If you happy, then be with him. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Go ahead, mommy, breathe again. Don't stop now, straight to the top now. Go ahead, mommy, make it hot now. I need me a love that's gonna make my heart stop now. And what I need is simple. 5'5" with dimples, potential, wife credentials. Know about the life I'm into, life I've been through, and how I had a trifling mental. So ride with me, G4, fly with me. Times get hard, cry with me, die with me. White beach saints, lie with me. My advice is forget the limelight. Let's make love while we listen to Frank White. So tight, now I understand why. Yeah, take that. Come on. I'm smooth as Eric Estrada. Dipping dollars, we out in Vegas, Nevada. Bubble bath in a champagne glass, about the size of a campaign ad. You don't know how you look to me, but in love with the crime, you're a crook to me. Cause mommy, I done been around the world, seen a lot of places, been around your girl, believe I read faces.
I could tell she don't want me for Zell, but I learned my lesson watching Sean stressing. So why listen to her and start guessing? Mommy, you ain't ready to ride to start dressing. I need a girl to receive my mom's blessing. Confession, my love, no contesting. I need affection.
Listen, need affection. Let's go, man.
Girl, what the hell is on your mind?
Yeah.
I could be done, but I'm not blind.
Come on.
There's something leaking in your mind.
Get your mind right.
Don't look too good for you and me. Always get it with that ain't what I need, baby.
She is a greater woman next to me.
Yeah.
Oh, please, baby.
To share the dreams that I believe.
I need a girl in my life.
Maybe we can start a family.
Start a family, baby.
Someone to truly understand,
baby.
How to treat a man.
Forever, but as long as it's here, then we might as well shine together. Never mind the weather, go somewhere and get our minds together. Build a love that'll last forever. So let's stop the pain, stop the rain. Put stress to rest, girl, stop the game. Name the spot, mommy, I got the plane. Road too rough, I got the rain. So I got some things, known to put rocks and rings. Push 100-foot yachts and things, your man don't play. Have you ever been to San Jose or seen a brother play a Mandalay? Girl, I wanna just look in your eyes and watch the sunrise. No more lies, no more tears to cry. No more reasons for leaving. You, I believe in. Love you to the day I stop breathing.
I
love you, girl. Come on.
Yes, I'm a pretty woman next to me.
Next to me.
Yes, I'm on the radio with Daniel Hill. And y'all know y'all are keeping it real hot and fresh. That's right. You know what I'm saying? That's only to keep it on a Tuesday. It is your lunch hour, and y'all know I'm bringing y'all the real hot, fresh dish. All right, y'all. But right now, we're going to keep this show moving. And right now, we are going to go ahead and get into our interview for today. And that will be no other than Elizabeth Hargis. Now, she's back, y'all. She's back to share her poems with us. And also, she's back to tell us more detail and what she's doing, her life story, and so much more. And I can't wait to hear and speak with her again. So everybody, with no further ado, I do welcome to Elizabeth Hargis to the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show. Welcome, Elizabeth. How are you today?
How are you? I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so glad that you are back. Thank you so much. It's just so great to hear your voice. How was your New Year?
My New Year was wonderful, actually. Couldn't be anything but.
I love it. I love mine was as well. Now, Elizabeth, now we're going to start off, because I want everybody to know, because I know that, you know, I don't really, you know, I don't want to call you, a singer, because, you know, I guess you do poems, but, like, I guess, like, just describe, you know, the type of artist you are, like, what type of material, you know, I know you do poems, but, like, you know, I guess you can describe it better than I could, exactly what you do.
Basically, I do spoken word and poetry. I'm a public speaker, and I basically share my poetry with different people, and I do CDs. I also do public appearances. I do go to the open mic nights that different people have. It's all Christian-based. It's all about Jesus, and it's all about what he can do for you. It's all inspirational. That's the main word that I guess I should throw out there. It's all inspirational. Because if it's not meant to lift somebody up, then what's the purpose of it? That's my feelings on the topic. So everything that I do is to help somebody else. And I'm so excited because I just released my second CD this week. I just actually signed a contract with my publisher. I just put out my first book. God is doing great things for me, whereof I am glad and I am praising him. I'm having a wonderful, wonderful time right now. So if anybody wants to get in contact with me, I have all my contact information and any information that they would need just to, I guess, get the CDs or the books or anything that they would need.
I love it, I always love to hear you speak because you just have so much power, you know, in your voice. Now, one thing that I do love about you is your purpose too, you know, like your purpose is just to inspire, you know, the common man to keep pushing, you know, just like you said, you know, like keep pressing and, you know that God is more than able to give you an exceeding abundantly above life. Those are some powerful words. And then, you know, just a lot of things that like you have been through is, I mean, you really stand true to your words, and you really have, you know, trying to help mankind. And it's just, I mean, you know, just to hear somebody that's actually out there, you know, doing the work of God and then really trying, you know, like really living to help people. It's just good to my ears because, like, so many people, they're out for themselves and they're trying to get this and trying to get that. It is really good to hear somebody who really, is on living and working for God. Now we're gonna go ahead and get into one of your poems because your poems are very powerful. And when we get back, we're gonna talk a little bit, more about you because you have an amazing story who can help so many people who are going through, their trials and tribulations. And, maybe some people feel like giving up, but everybody, this is Elizabeth Hargis. She's here to tell you to not give up. If anything, what you want to do, you want to stand and keep moving. So we're definitely going to get into Stand by Elizabeth Hargis right now. And when we get back, we will have more talk with Elizabeth Hargis.
Stand. Bound. Broken. And in distress. Persecuted. Shaken, in chains, and oppressed. You've given up on life because the victory has not yet come. Struggling, just existing, feeling that all has come undone. But God said, stand in the midst of your trials. Stand, hold your head even higher. Don't you dare let the waves of this life consume you. If you trust in his name and continue to stand, he promised to put all power in the palms of your hands. He's just waiting for you to lift your head up and stand. Christ shed his blood for you way back on Calvary. 2,000 years ago, he paid the price to set you free. He gave all that he had so that you could claim the victory. Now take it. Grab it. It's yours. You need to stand no matter where you are. Stand stuck even behind prison bars. Remember that although it seems you've lost all control, that Satan has no dominion over your spirit or your soul. Just put your faith in the man with outstretched hands and stand. As I bring this poem to finish, I pray with all my might that I've given you a word that will help you see the light. Now trust in the Lord. Every battle, let him fight. Through your storms, you'll come to understand that all you need to do to make it is just stand.
I know that's right. Also, real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Liz Black who helped make this interview possible. Now, we're here talking with Elizabeth Hargis. Now, Elizabeth, you definitely have took a stand in your own life. Now, where many probably would have fallen. All this is listed on her website, everybody. But just to get into a few things that you have been through, you listed that you were mugged and you've been abused physically, emotionally, verbally, you held at gunpoint twice, you were shot at, you was homeless at one point, you was ruthless, you just felt abandoned. Now, Elizabeth, through all of that, how did you find your way to God where many people would have probably just given up and be like, God, look at all this I've been through. You're not here for me. You're not there. I'm going to do my own thing. But how did, out of all these things you've been through in life, how did you find your way to God?
I actually thank God, and yes, I'm so grateful to Liz Black from WBLS and WLIB who helped me get this interview. But I'm thanking God because I actually was saved from the time I was 7 years old, and I never really left the church. Like through all that I was going through while I was sleeping in my car. Remember, I was sleeping in my car in a blizzard. It was snowing outside. I was sleeping. I parked my car in the back of the church. I never left. I feel like God never turned his back on me. I never turned my back on him. And when I would pray, I still pray. I let him know. Even for the things that I go through, every storm, I know he's going to bring me out better, stronger, and taller than I was when I went in. I don't blame God for anything. And that's the one thing we got to keep in mind. We got to make sure that we recognize that we do have a real enemy out there that's seeking to kill, steal, and destroy us. But as John 10:10 says, God Jesus came that we might have life and that more abundantly. And I've just been walking in my life, walking in the newness of life. For the past couple of months or so, God's really been moving and showing me who he really is. Sometimes we have to go so low and get so flat on our back to the point where we can't look anywhere but up. Because when I was standing up and going through my little storms, I was looking to friends and looking to people and looking to different situations to actually help me. And I, like it says in the Bible, if you look to man, the arms of men will fail you every time. You don't look to man for anything. You look to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He's our creator. And that's why, I mean, I can't help but I'm trying to, in my poetry, I always say, and when I write poems and in my poetry, I'm trying to save people. I went through really tough, rough situations that I had nobody to even talk to about it, because no, I didn't think anybody would understand. But in all, through all of that, I've learned to lean and depend on God. That's the most important thing. And what I'm trying to do in my poetry is I'm trying to save people. I went through that for about 12 or 13 years. I'm trying to save people the 12 or 13 years of pain. If I could save them through one poem, by them listening to one poem and getting their faith and their strength filled up, why not do it? I don't want anybody to go through the same pain that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
I went through it for that purpose, to help bring my brother out behind me, to help my brother stand up on the water. You understand what I'm saying? It's all about
exactly. One
help somebody else. One help someone else. Anyone, please help someone else. You understand?
Exactly. Now, you do have such a strong calling. Now, what would you say, to those people? You know, because, there's negativity everywhere. You know, there's even negativity in the church. Now, what we say to those people who may want to come to the Lord, but, a lot of times, everybody's not strong. Everybody are very weak. They'll look at, like, for example, maybe they see certain things happening in the church, where, like, maybe pastors are getting in trouble or, they hear the church, this something happened in this church. So they're looking at the church as is. They're not looking at the whole, So what would you say to those people who are maybe on the fence to come into Christ, but they're not sure because they're looking at negative things that may be happening in the church?
See, my thing is, and I wrote a poem about that. It's called A Letter from the New Christian to the Established Church, because I went through that, and it talks about the different things and how you may have people selling online and selling on TV prayer calls for $100 from prophets. You understand what I'm saying? And they're not living a life, but they're trying to pray over prayer calls and sell it to you for $100 so that they can ride away in their Bentleys. No. I'm not looking to, that's why I said, I don't look to other people for my salvation. You got to look to God. That's why it says, I look to the hill from which cometh my help. If you're looking, this has to be a vertical thing. This cannot be a horizontal thing. You cannot be looking left to the left or to the right. You got to look up. That's
right.
Where your help comes from. And it's really tough to do that. I actually have a sibling that I had that conversation with, and she would tell me, yes, Jamie, you're strong, and you could do this, and you could do that, but I'm not as strong as you are. And I don't think it has to do with being strong, because I just told someone else, it's not about me being strong. When I am weak, God is made strong. When you feel weak, that's the time when you need to get on your knees, and that's the time when God wants to be strong through you. It's us trying to lean on ourselves and lean on our own abilities that makes us feel bad when we mess up and we can't take it and the people in the church hurt us and different things like that. People in the church are nothing but people. Like my pastor says, my pastor Alvin Darling, people are people.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Are going to be people. And, of course, he says people are people, but I added a couple more people on there because they're going to be people. We're all sinners saved by grace. I'm not perfect. Yeah, I've been saved since I was 7, but I've made a lot of mistakes. I'm sure I made a couple today. I'm not perfect, but you know what? I'm striving for perfection, and that's what makes the difference. That's what's supposed to make the difference between the church and the world. So I know I'm not supposed to be on here preaching. I'm not trying to preach. It's serious. It's really serious because this, that's why I make the CDs and different things like that, because I saw in my head when I started making CDs, I saw people that were working on Sundays and doing different things. So my sister works on Sundays, and she can't always make it to church. So I saw people that were in that position being able to put the CD into their Walkman and being able to listen to some word and get some word out of the poetry that I do on Sundays on their way to work and going different places. So it's I'm just trying to get the word out there anywhere I can. Get the word out to the people.
And you definitely are. And speaking of the word, we're actually going to get into a poem called You Got the Word by Elizabeth Hardis. And then when we get back, we're going to go ahead and ask and see what she has coming up next. And then that'll be it, almost it, y'all. So let's get into You've Got the Word with Elizabeth Hardis.
You've got the word. Hit on all sides. Falling through space, through time, through seasons. Spring, summer, winter, and fall. Drowning, can't breathe, dying, body breaks, back pinned against a brick wall. But I've got the word. There's no chains holding me. The word, you heard me? Resist him, y'all, he's got to flee. John 10:10 said the Lord gave us life, and life he gave us more abundantly. Stand tall, stand strong and proud, and rest on the word. The enemy comes with his chains to beat me down and cause great pain. But I look him dead in his eye. I'm a baller, son. I now have new life. I tell that turd to back up off me. Yeah, I once was blind, but now I see. And now I'm focused on what lies before me. And that's the word. So when you think all hope is lost and your fate has been sealed, rest assured, you've got the word. Victory, power over death, sickness, and destruction. In the mighty, matchless, miracle-working name of Jesus, I declare that cancer can't take you. By his stripes, you are healed. You've got life. You've got Christ, and that's the word.
I love it. Everybody, I want to thank Elizabeth Hardis. That was You've Got the Word by Elizabeth. I also want to thank Liz Black for putting this interview together. Now, Elizabeth, now before you go, we definitely want to know, what's coming up next. Now, also, now, you are helping people on a national and an international level, so you are definitely doing your thing. Very powerful poem. So what's next for you?
I'm actually just I'm into doing that right now. That's where God has me, and I feel like I'm really comfortable doing just that on my little computer, speaking to different people. I talk to people daily in Africa, in Canada, in the UK. Just all over the place, Australia. I'm just meeting people all over the place and encouraging people all over the place. So I'm just really, really blessed. Right now I'm working on the CD. The publisher is actually, I'm working to wait for the CD to be released on iTunes. The publisher is actually working on the book as you and I speak at this particular time.
Right.
I'm being grateful. That's what's on the horizon, praising God. You know, spending my time, running around the church and thanking and praising God. That's what I'm doing.
Exactly. And then real quick, give us your websites again.
Oh, my website, you can find me online. The name that I go under, my name is Jamie, you can call me anything you like. A lot of people, I laugh because a lot of people from Africa, just like, they call me Lizzie.
But
I go by J. Elizabeth Hardis online. So and most people just pick something out of there and they just call me that. You understand what I'm saying? So jelizabethhardis.com is my website. I'm J. Elizabeth Hardis on Twitter, J. Elizabeth Hardis on Facebook, J. Elizabeth Hardis on Reverb Nation. And God is even moving on Reverb Nation. This week I hit number one locally, number one nationally, number one globally on the Christian gospel charts. And I don't even sing. And I'm number two globally, worldwide for all genres on Reverb Nation. I just hit 1.5 million Twitter followers.
Wow.
So I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Very
good. And all by the grace of God. All by the grace of God.
Well, I want to thank you so much for just being here and keeping it raw and fresh for me. Thank you so much for coming back. I really enjoyed it. And every time you come, you just have so much power and just so much encouragement for so many people. I just want to thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you again.
All right. And we'll keep in touch, okay? Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
All right, y'all. There you have it, Elizabeth Hardis. Be sure to check her out. She's a very amazing, powerful woman there. Been through so much, but you know what? The Lord is still keeping her here, and he can keep you here too. So everybody, you just have to believe. You have to believe despite your struggles, despite your trials and tribulations. The Lord is there for you. Believe that. All right, y'all, but we are now out of time. Be sure to check me out next. I'm going to have another Real Hot Fresh topic for you, another Real Hot Fresh show, and I'm going to be Real Hot Fresh myself, okay? Everybody, remember, this weekend is the inauguration, so if you are going to be in D.C., be careful, be safe, and be happy, okay? All right, y'all, and I'm out of here. All right, y'all, keep it real hot and fresh. Until next time, peace.